Hi, Kevin Seidenstricker with American Media. National Child Abuse Prevention Month is this month, April 2023, so it's appropriate that we have Officer Wes Massey with the Joplin Police Department and member of the Fraternal Order of Police here in Joplin here today to talk to us about his role with the JPD and child abuse, child prevention, and the role that the Children's Haven of Southwest Missouri plays in taking care of these children who are pulled out of dangerous, unhealthy environments. There's a fundraiser for Children's Haven of Southwest Missouri this Thursday, the 13th. That's the primary reason Wes is here to talk to us. So, Wes, you're with the Fraternal Order of Police, is that right?
Yes, sir. Lodge 27.
Okay, but you're active duty JPD.
Yep.
And what kind of cases do you work on?
Primarily, persons crimes, anything that would be assaults, rapes, etc. And then we do child abuse rotations 3 months out of the year. So right now, child abuse.
Gotcha. And this is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So I think it's very appropriate that you're here talking with us about this. What can you tell us about Children's Haven? Because we're going to get to a relationship you have there.
Children's Haven, often, I mean, they'll take care of kids who are experiencing homelessness, abuse. If there's placement for us, if we need to put them in temporary placement until something more permanent could be worked out or until they can be reunited with their family, we oftentimes will, with Children's Division, utilize Children's Haven. It's a place where they can go. It's a home-like setting, and the kids don't have to be uprooted and give up normalcy. The Children's Haven will transport them to and from doctor's appointments, schools, appointments, whatever they need.
And them residing at Children's Haven is free, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, with you as an active duty officer with the Joplin Police Department and working with child abuse calls, what is a, I don't want to use typical because I understand everything's different, but generally speaking, JPD is going to receive a call of possible child abuse?
Typically, yes. Notification oftentimes through Children's Division of a hotline that was received.
Okay. And you'll respond to one of those phone calls to a residence?
Anywhere.
Okay. And how does that usually go? I mean, again, I hate to say usually or typically, but generally, how does that play out to where you arrive on scene, determine there is a need for intervention?
Yes. I mean, it could be narcotics in the home. It could be physical or sexual abuse. So if there's a finding that that is happening in the home or anybody who has access to that kid, typically we'll try for replacement. Sometimes could be with a family member who is appropriate, but oftentimes we might not have an appropriate family member or anybody available, so we will typically lean on the Children's Haven.
So then JPD's relationship with Children's Haven, I'm sure they're just a phone call away, and then does a rep come to the scene or to the police station to pick up the child? How does that work?
Oftentimes we go straight to Children's Haven if they have an available opening. Directly to them.
Thank God for you and officers like you who are part of this active force that responds immediately to these allegations, these suspicions, and extracts a child out of there into a safe place. I understand that running a nonprofit like Children's Haven is expensive. It just doesn't run by itself. And they look for donations and fundraisers to help fund their operations.
Correct.
So where might you, as a member of the Fraternal Order of Police, come into play with helping with that?
Well, through the Fraternal Order of Police, we're doing a fundraiser with a benefit on May the 6th. It's going to have live auctions, some bands, silent auctions. But then also this Thursday, April the 13th, we're going to be working with the Pizza Ranch on West 20th Street here in Joplin. So anybody who comes in to eat at the Pizza Ranch tomorrow, Thursday, between 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., they're going to give a portion of their proceeds to the Fraternal Order of Police for that fundraiser.
Oh, okay. And what were those times again at the Pizza Ranch?
4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. That's Thursday night the 13th at Pizza Ranch from 4 to 8 p.m. Part of the proceeds from that go to Children's Haven.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. And Wes, would you tell us again about the event on May 6th?
May 6th, it's going to be going to have a few live bands there at the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge. It's going to be on West 2nd Street.
Okay.
They're going to have live auctions, silent auctions. We're doing some raffles, and we will be doing some raffles at the Pizza Ranch as well. But it's going to be a $10 ticketed event, and it's all you can eat, pulled pork and sides and desserts.
Okay. And proceeds from that event go where?
Children's Haven.
Children's Haven. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Cool. Just wanted to put a bow on that.
Yep. Yep, it's Children's Haven.
Thanks for stopping by today and sharing that information with us. Joplin Police Department Officer Wes Massey, and God bless you for the work you do, you and your brothers and sisters in law enforcement. And take care. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, and thank you for giving us time.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to our interview with Officer Wes Massey of the Joplin Police Department and Fraternal Order of Police. American Media, always in touch with our community. We hope you'll visit this website often, like and share the Facebook page that you're hearing this on. And thanks for having American Media be part of your community.